We have Clarice Avalos and Matthew Gibb, who are going to talk about integrating QA tools into our most popular editors, ID Editor and Jossel.
Thanks, everyone. So if you're just here for Pierre's talk, this is going to be like a perfect sequel, we think, for what you just spoke about. So thank you for being here. This is Clarice Avalos. I'm Matt Gibb. We both work at Maxar, and we're based out of Washington, D.C. And today we're excited to talk to you about some of the work we've been doing integrating validation and quality assurance checks into the different map editors. So there's a few different problems we face. First is the amount of issues in the OSM database. There's many topological and attribution issues just waiting to be fixed. Second is that OSM, as OSM grows with huge numbers of new mappers, there doesn't seem to be as many people willing to fix and validate others' contributions. So this is both a good and a bad problem, because it means the OSM community is growing, but it also means there's still issues that need to be fixed. So the third is more of a responsibility for us as the OSM community. We can't criticize new mappers too much if they don't have all the resources in front of them to make the best decisions. So the validation and quality control tools that are available in the OSM ecosystem are wonderful. And there's also a lot of them. But with so many great tools, it can kind of be tough to keep track of everything. Some are for very specific reasons, while others are more comprehensive. However, not all of the tools are front and center in front of the eyes of all contributors. Tools like Osmos and KeepRite are pretty ubiquitous, and many people have heard of them. But we should be able to take these community-accepted validation checks and put them right in front of the user to catch the issues before they enter the database. There may also be a delay from when a contributor creates data before someone else is able to catch the potential error. For instance, if someone is mapping as part of a project in the tasking manager and they incorrectly connect a residential road to, say, a trunk road, the editing tool you might be using might not flag that as an issue. But that's a validation check in Osmos. So it would be difficult for the new user to identify the right place in the wiki or a different training resource to fully understand the tagging schema and correct workflows for mapping. So this leads to sort of how we're looking at validation in OSM. And our team's approach has been to stop bad or incomplete data from being created or uploaded in the first place. This can help give immediate feedback to new mappers and give them the confidence they might need to have to ensure that they're contributing quality data. So I'll give you a second to read. Dobert is wonderful.
In order to bring more validation to users in the editors, we have added to the validation rules in Jossel and ID, and we'll show you how you can build upon the existing validation frameworks as well. We've also provided an easy way to create guided custom presets and validation rules with an application called Map Rules. Finally, we wrote validation-centric overpass queries to only pull in data that has issues. So Jossel's data validator allows you to validate your current data set as you are editing, and also warns you before you upload the data if there are any issues that may need to be fixed. There are two types of data validators in Jossel, which you can find and enable in the preferences window. Tag checker rules written in Map CSS, which are great for basic topology and tag checks. Then tests written in Java to handle more complex geometry checks. So what is Map CSS? It's a CSS-like language for map style sheets that allow you to specify how a given feature should be displayed. As in the picture on the left, you could have a selector for water features and specify them to be displayed in blue. It's used in Jossel for map styling and highlighting data validation issues. So to the right, you'll see we created a map CSS style that would show buildings that have the same name in the same color. This helped us to identify potential relations that need to be made around buildings with the same name. Here are the basics for creating a map CSS validation check. In the selector, you would specify the geometry of the feature you're looking for, so node, way, relation, or star for all geometries. Then, attributes to look for, so in this case, features with the amenity equals hospital tag that don't have a name tag. Then in the body, you would write instructions for what to do with a feature. So you could throw a warning in the JSON validator window that says hospital without a name tag. When validation is run, if you have any features that match your rule criteria, the warning will show in the validation results window. You could create your own MapCSS checks and save them as a .mapcss file, or more specifically, .validator.mapcss file. Then go to your JSON preferences and add them as an active rule, and they would immediately become incorporated into your local JSON validation checks. We've taken a look at the common issues detected by the QA tools that Matt mentioned earlier and started creating MapCSS checks based on them so that we can find those issues in JSON. Here's a more advanced example inspired by a keep write check that uses variables and pseudo classes like node connection to find junctions where motorways are connected directly to a highway and might be missing something, like a motorway link or a motorway junction. You'll find these rules inspired by Osmos, KeepWrite, and OSM Lint available in your tag checker rules, and we'll just need to make them active in your preferences to use them. They are maintained on the JSON Wiki rules page, where you too can add rules you'd like to share and help add to or improve the ones already out there. We've really appreciated getting feedback, especially when it comes to refining checks to reduce false positives. The great thing is, if you can create MapCSS rules, you'll also be able to create Osmos analyzers from them to also give you that large-scale overview of issues. So I encourage you to check out Frederic's talk tomorrow at 9:30 about how we can share rules across applications, and Vincent's talk about maintaining and developing JSON.
So like Clarice mentioned, there's two different types of validators in JSON. The MapCSS ones, which she just explained, and the tests, which are a bit more advanced and written in Java. So where MapCSS is limited mainly to shared nodes and different attribution checks, the Java tests allow for a bit more advanced analysis and geographic validation, looking at distances and some of the relations between data. So here's an example similar to Osmos's Far From Water analyzer, which uses a list of identified water-related man-made features being flagged at a specified threshold from a natural water feature. So you can see in the GIF that once the man-made equals pier is moved inside the 30-meter threshold, it's no longer flagged for validation. That 30 meters is somewhat arbitrary, but with the check, you'd be able to change that threshold based on your own criteria. Here's another example looking at waterways needing to start and end inside a water body. And if it does intersect, it needs to go all the way the length of the water body. Again, all sorts of data relationships are able to be identified here where MapCSS wasn't able to flag because they didn't actually share a node, though the way went over the other closed way in the water body. And again, inspired by the Osmos analyzer of waterway, looking at a number of different waterway validations. And just one more third example, looking at route relations for public transport related features. Not gonna spend too long here, but just to give you another example using a non-natural feature. So what have we done? We've added 58 new validators to JSON, all using MapCSS. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. So if JSON already had a somewhat similar check to Osmos or a different validation tool, we didn't add it. We just wanted to help create a more comprehensive collection of validation tools available directly to the mappers as they're mapping. 41 of our checks have been inspired by Osmos, 7 from KeepWrite, OSM Lint has a few, and then even one from Atlas, which mainly looks at highway-related issues and lives in the OSM Lab GitHub repo. So, like I just sort of mentioned, most of the checks that we've looked at are related to highway issues, which sort of makes sense given how many groups rely on OpenStreetMap data for routing and navigation. And then there's also general tagging attribution issues. But that's not to mention that there may be very specific one-off checks like, you know, the tree mapping that you want to validate. And that's okay, because if you have a very niche area of mapping, you too can create your validation checks and share them with others so that way everyone can benefit from how you know, your expertise in a certain area of mapping, how that can be mapped with other people and sharing how things should be mapped. So I do want to apologize for this. Since this is not a data visualization conference, I really took that to heart. This is, I think, the default Google bar chart. But it's just another way to show what I just said. We've converted map CSS checks mainly in tagging highways and general tagging related issues. But again, to show that there's plenty of space for improvement in all these other areas for anyone else who wants to contribute their own validation checks.
All those validations are great for identifying issues which the general public agree upon. But we've seen it time and time again where people request new presets or invalidations or changes to existing ones for their specific needs, oftentimes turning into a debate about whether or not it should be included, since there are use cases in certain parts of the world where it is, in fact, valid. So we made an application called MapRules that can be incorporated into the Tasking Manager to create campaign-specific attribution guidelines which generate custom presets and validation rules that can tailor the editors to your campaign or organization's specific needs. This sort of end-to-end communication helps enforce the requirements for mapping features in a simplified, standardized, and streamlined way. Here you'll see the simple UI we've created to specify what types of features you'd like the mappers in your campaign to focus on while mapping and how it should be done. This can be a standalone app or integrated in a task manager or another app with an iframe. So let's say you wanted them to map hospitals, which should all have the building equals hospital tag on them and be drawn as an area or a point. And all the features with those identifying tags must have a name and may have an indication of whether or not they handle emergencies. All of the dropdowns are populated with the assistance of tag info, popular combinations to help the campaign manager find the most common associated tags. This then turns into a clean list of guidelines for mappers to see what is required of features they add in your campaign. And it also generates a config file that you can use in the apps. So here, when they choose to edit an ID editor from a MapRules campaign, the list of presets will be limited to the features indicated in the MapRule that can be applied to the geometry drawn. This helps guide your users by reducing the otherwise large number of presets in ID to sift through and helps mappers focus on the types of features relevant to the campaign. In the JOSM plugin, there's a dropdown of presets associated with a campaign in the toolbar. When a preset is selected, it automatically adds the identifying tags from the MapRule. Here, a sports field gets the leisure equals pitch tag, and it only shows the fields and values relevant to the campaign. So you'll see the suggestions from the MapRule for the sport field. Its value may be soccer or American football. Guided presets make it easier for mappers to know what to fill in when creating data. It will also throw validation errors or suggestions for further information while editing. In JOSM, these would show in the validation window. Here you can see they forgot to add a name and might want to add a sport that the field is used for. We do have a GitHub repo if you're interested. My colleague Max Grossman has recently implemented user authentication, which will allow us to implement the concept of user presets. So you can have your favorite presets at the ready and also share and reuse existing presets. As you may know, Task Manager is undergoing a redesign, so we'll be working on integrating MapRules into Task Manager 4 when it's ready, since our initial development efforts began when we were still working with Task Manager 2. The last thing we wanted to touch on are validation-based overpass queries. A couple reasons why this becomes important is because, as we mentioned earlier, there are a lot of error-detecting QA tools, each with their own databases of issues that may not get updated very frequently, because it takes a decent amount of time to run all those validations on the entire world. Not to mention, issues may have been fixed through various applications and never marked as resolved in one QA tool or another. So if you can query the data with issues yourself, you'll only be looking at the outstanding issues. And overpass is a powerful way to query OpenStreetMap data that's updated every minute. Also, when in expert mode in JOSM, you can download data with a validation-targeted overpass query and be able to pull data with issues over a larger area without hitting the data limit you would normally get if downloading all the data in the bounding box. It also enables you to perform bulk operations to fix multiple issues at once, like deleting orphan nodes. You can also create map roulette challenges, with these queries to direct mappers to review one issue at a time over large areas. Challenges can be created with GeoJSON, so you could export issues from Osmos into MapRoulette or use an overpass query, which can be rerun to update challenge tasks at a later time. In the interest of sharing these queries and reducing redundancy, we added an OSM wiki page that maps the query to references to the QA tools they are based off of. That way, you can easily find more documentation with examples and possibly ways to fix them. Speaking of redundancy, as I was finding a place to put these queries, I found some more wiki pages that also share quality assurance overpass queries. And so at least I know that we're not alone trying to fulfill this need. And it's just really interesting to see, you know, what else is out there. So now that you can pull a bunch of data with quality assurance issues directly into JOSM, how do you go about fixing them? You can zoom to each feature in the validation results to investigate the issue, and some validations may have automatic fixes that can be applied. In the map CSS, if it finds a deprecated tag, amenity equals hotel, that should be changed to tourism equals hotel, you could use fix remove and fix add to automatically update the feature's tag when fix in the validation window is clicked. The Java checks can also have commands associated with them that will run actions in JOSM on fix. There may be edge cases that aren't accounted for in the suggested fix, so proceed with caution and make sure to inspect the feature and review what changes are made to each feature. But adding more automatic fixes will make it easier for people to get through all of these validation issues more quickly.
So why does all of this matter? Like I said in the beginning, we have a responsibility to new mappers to give them all the tools necessary to create quality data. By creating custom validations, individual users and teams or groups can have the directed focus that they need. For example, if you're interested in mapping railways, why not sharing your validation written in MapCSS so you can identify where there should be a railway equals switch, right, where two railways intersect and a train can go a different direction. There's a lot of them that aren't mapped. So thematic validations could also assist with directed or organized editing and cleanup. So if there are standardized and shared validation checks, everyone can benefit. So our challenge to everyone in this room or watching online is to create MapCSS validation rules, add them to the JOSM validator, and start playing with map rules and creating map rules that can be shared. Thank you.
Much, Clarice and Matthew. Let's see what questions we have. Please raise your hand. Nice and high. All right, let's start here.
Hello, I'm Vincent from JOSM. So thank you so much for presenting the capabilities of MapCSS validation in JOSM and what you are doing and how you help us in the last year to improve the rules we provide. And thank you too for using the new JOSM logo, which we changed it very not so long ago. My question is for the next evolution we could provide together. As you may know, JOSM and Osmos are done by European people, so we don't always have a global vision of the OSM problem in the whole world. So do you plan to focus on this subject? I'm thinking especially about problem only specific to an area, for example, problem only applicable to the United States or other parts of the world.
Right. So I know that, I think for the map CSS checks, you can specify like localization, right? Yeah. That would be probably a good next step, for sure. And there's a lot we could add to, creating the map rules, at least. Like, you know, we have big dreams to do relations and all that, too, one step at a time.
Thank you.
So just as a confirmation, you mentioned that the ID will be integrated into the next task manager version, and you, I mean, project managers will be able to add their own presets to the project. Is
that
correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So literally, what you do is you create the map rules. You could either do it in the standalone app, or we're trying to integrate that into Task Manager, so you could do it in there. And then it's just the config ID that for that points to that map rule, and that just gets saved in Task Manager. And so they'll see those instructions that you saw for the mappers, and then the campaign manager would be able to edit them. And when you launch it from that Task Manager campaign, you say edit in JOSM or edit in ID, those get loaded into a version of ID. And that's something like, I guess not everybody wants their presets to be limited. We've heard that if they're an advanced mapper, they might want more options. So I guess configuring, you can make an option like, I want to open it up more and get the regular ID too.
And Chris also mentioned earlier on about how we just implemented OAuth. So that while that will let a user save their presets, it'll also start to pave the way for being able to have sort of like template presets that are available for, if we're doing a mapping campaign for, all the hospitals, but we're gonna do it here, 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 and over here, you don't have to recreate it every time. So that's definitely in our roadmap.
I have a question. So is there a way to ignore presets or suggestions in a particular area? So for example, I know that there was discussion how in New York City, the building footprints were imported from New York's official city records, and none of the buildings in New York are actually exactly square. Right, so it's sort of like turning off presets for a specific area, or I was looking at the example and I was thinking, I have no idea what the sports field near my house is named. I don't think it has a name.
So in JOSM and even ID as well, you can toggle different validation errors. That's going to be on the editor side, because if you're using a defined preset for part of a map rules campaign or something, those are going to be very, very focused. And I think we're going to get an answer.
Actually, I can provide additional details. So the answer is yes. In MapCSS, you can define particular countries. For United States, Canada, and India, you can also provide states codes. So you can say that a rule is only applicable for a specific country or everywhere except in a particular country. We have validation rules currently defined in JOSM itself about the spelling of the double S in German language, which is not the same between Germany and Austria. For the word Strasse, sorry for the pronunciation, it's not written the same. So the check is not the same between Germany and Austria. So you could do the same for US states, for example.
There's probably another solution in JOSM. You have the find function where you can either see or not see. So you could say not see buildings or certain characters.
So there's definitely a lot of functionality that we've learned along the way, and clearly there's a lot that we don't know, which is great, and that's why we're here, because we want people to talk. We don't have a birds of a feather plan, but we're here through the end of the conference, so we'd love to tag up and chat with people who are interested.
I have a follow-up question on map rules. You mentioned that there is integration with JOSM as well. So does that work with the open in JOSM link to populate presets and stuff like that already now? Or?
So, okay, here's the caveat, I guess. We haven't deployed map rules yet. You could spin it up yourself. But yeah, we haven't put it on a server or anything. But yeah, you could download the plugin and It would just add an extra, you know, preset dropdown essentially at the top.
So I would need a JOSM plugin.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, everyone.